fatty and she know it already. Shake a money maker, now it's raining like a fatty. Welcome to the belly of the beast, to the den of the Illuminati, home of the almighty media. That's how powerful we are, that's how influential we are, and we're not stopping anytime soon, so get used to it.
What up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Who's Number One podcast here in the den of the Illuminati headquarters here in Austin, Texas. Boy, do we have a sick show for y'all today. Great, great show. A lot of good guests. And of course, we got Corey right here sitting next to me. What's up, Corey?
What's going on, man? Let's talk about those ADCC trials, huh?
Yeah, plenty to talk about. We got Connor in the back, as always, man in the chat. Let him know what's up. Ask some questions. Connor's your guy. What's up, Connor?
How you guys doing?
Chilling. And then, of course, all the way from Brazil, we got Hollywood Mike making his triumphant return. He knows what's up. What's up, Mike? How you doing, bro?
Chilling, man. I'm in Sao Paulo. I love it down here. My favorite city on earth. It's like being in New York, but I got woke up by a rooster today. It's phenomenal. I love this city. Cruising. Made some content with the DreamArk guys today. What did I do? Oh, yesterday I was in a Japanese neighborhood with Pato, playing with Rubik's Cubes and buying Naruto toys. Yep, just living it up down here. ADCC trials were amazing last week. It was like the most fun I've had in a while, and I can't wait for this weekend. A lot of big stuff happened. More big stuff's going to go down.
Cruising down in South America, down in Brazil, Hollywood Mike, and then, of course, all the way from Las Vegas, Nevada, we got Colin in, the one, the only, the Darth Rigatoni, Mikey Musumeci. What's up, Mikey?
What's up, guys? And it's not Hollywood Mike anymore, Brasileiro Mike.
Brasileiro, so you're so brasileiro, porra.
Heck yeah.
Portuguese down here.
We got so much ADCC fever going on right now, of course. Trials just happened last week. We got trials coming up this week. So much to talk about, but maybe first we can just chat real quick about the big news that's come out today. Mikey Musumeci, everybody, is in for the ADCC World Championships in September. Let's clap it up for Mikey. Getting the invite. Heck yeah, Mikey. How does it feel, man? Officially a part of ADCC.
Man, it's literally the last title I need where I could, like, rest in peace. So I'm really excited about this.
Rest in peace yet, Mikey. We still need you.
Yeah. But,
don't
like,
disintegrate,
it's really
after
last,
winning ADCC.
It's, like, the last title I really need, you know. So, like, I'm just so motivated to get this done, you know. I have, like, 7 months to, like, work my ass off. And I'm just pumped. It's such a freaking hard division. So let's do this.
There you go. 66 kilograms. Mikey, you saw the graphic
there. Can I ask him a question?
Yeah.
Can I ask him a question about ADCC? Mikey, I saw you went to a high school wrestling practice last week in Illinois. How did that go? And how confident are you in your wrestling abilities after that?
All right. So I went up from, like, first grade wrestling to, like, second grade in a week. So
That's better than most jiu-jitsu guys. So you're doing good.
Honestly, Coach Alejandro, he runs the program there. And they had a 133 spot that they needed. And I wanted so bad to fill the spot for the high school team. Everyone thinks I'm in high school there. Like, everyone thought I was, like I just transferred there or something. Like, everyone thought I was the age of the high school kid. So, honestly, a part of me just wants to go back to high school and wrestle.
How many times did you pull guard in practice, Mikey?
Zero. I was hand fighting. I was I'm trying to build a foundation, you know, like from ground up, you know. So I have no ego. I'll learn from anyone, and I'll get my ass kicked. So I love it.
Did you wear wrestling shoes?
Yeah, I wear wrestling shoes. It's actually way easier to wrestle with the wrestling shoes on than barefoot. I was surprised about that.
Hell yeah.
Pulling guard, very frowned upon in the wrestling room, mm-hmm. for sure. But 66 kilograms, Corey, maybe you can give us a little kind of primer on what that division looks like right now that Mikey's jumped in there.
Yeah, I mean, it's the maybe the least fleshed out division so far, but maybe two of the most surprising names in there are Cole Abate and Diogo Hayes. Mikey, I want to ask you what you thought about Diogo's performance at trials.
Man, so first of all, Diogo Hayes is a light feather, and he won in the 66 kilograms in the trials. So that's insanely impressive, you know. In ADCC itself, no one below feather has ever won ADCC. So for him to win the trials like he did was incredible. And his final with Pato was such a war. And he was so strategic in the match. Like, you could see his he had a really high IQ with his strategy in the match. And he competed like an experienced high-level black belt already, you know. He's one world pro, Diego, and he's, like, the future of, like, the light feather and those divisions. So I was super impressed by him.
What do you think about how he was hitting takedowns and backing up from the turtle?
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, what do you think about that?
So what he was doing was, in ADCC, the rule is if you're in turtle for 3 seconds, you could pull guard. So Diego's coach, Maliki, I think you say his name is Maliki. Is that how you say his first name? Maliki?
Maliki.
I'm sorry. I should know this because I speak Portuguese. But Maliki Galval, he's like one of the smartest coaches in jiu-jitsu and like top coaches in jiu-jitsu right now, right? His program is like the top. So he had, like, he for sure was very strategic. And every time Diego would take down Pato and get him to turtle, he would stand up because Pato needed 3 seconds to pull from the spot. Someone else who used this strategy a lot in AVCC was Rafael Mendes when he fought Cobrinha. Rafa would give his back, give turtle, and then pull off of that to pull guard. I think Leo Vieira was the first one to do that. So So when he was doing that with Pato, they knew that, so they would stand up before the 3 seconds, making Pato have to wrestle with him longer. And once they felt probably that he could win the wrestling exchanges, he knew that he could do that until the end. And then once he was at the end, he started attempting to take the back.
Yeah, crazy strategy. Just goes to show you how, you know, knowing the rules, knowing every kind of different type of strategy really
pays. Super high IQ strategy there, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really pays off to know the intricacies of these rules. Everybody always talks about how intricate the rules are. ADCC, that's a perfect example of how you're able to kind of use the rules to your advantage. So shout out to Diogo. He looked impressive down there, Mike, when you were watching him.
Total stud, man. His wrestling is what really impressed me. He knows how to wrestle. The kid knows how to wrestle. It's not surprising. Those guys up there in Manaus with Malky, him and Mika, I think they do wrestling practices, maybe compete in wrestling. I've seen them at freestyle wrestling practices. But, yeah, he was super impressive. I mean, in a tough bracket to beat Fabricio Andre in the semifinals, beat Diego Pato in the finals. I mean, what a road to trials. Only 19 years old. The Baby Shark. Baby Shark is a total stud. That's his nickname. That's in his Instagram bio.
Baby Shark.
I like it. That's a great
nickname. Baby Tubarão.
Yep. I just sent Tyler the video of the guy hitting the takedowns and backing out, so we can show the people if they want to see. If you swipe over, he hits one on Pato. Oh, wait. Oh, look. Run through Fabricio Andre right there.
Last double.
Keep going. Yep. Keep going, and I think he backs out of the. So he gets Pato to the turtle here, stands up. That's what Mikey's gonna do to everybody in 2022. And
give September. Turtle pull turtle.
Yep, look at that right there. Gets him there. Oh, he didn't back out this one, but man, looked impressive.
Pato's
a stud, man.
I'm trying to see the screen. Oh, there we go. Oh, I had the wrong screen. I only have your screen on. I only had Brasileiro's mic screen on.
You guys were just doing the private FaceTime for a second.
Oh, this time he actually goes to take the back. Oh, I didn't see it.
Yeah. But the one before that, he backs up. Off
if you back. Notice, if you notice, he would go there for less than 3 seconds and then stand up. Because three seconds, that would have given Pato the chance to pull.
Even Pato right there is like, wait, what's going on? You just let
him
go?
One, two, look. And then he backs away before the three. It's super smart. Strategically, and once he felt like he knew he could win the wrestling, like, it was a great strategy, right?
Yeah, super great strategy. Let's check in with Connor real quick. We haven't checked in with the chat. Connor, what's going on in the chat? How's everybody doing in there?
Everyone's kind of flooded in. We got Becerra, who's now officially a moderator for the chat, so if you guys act up, Becerra will be coming in there and whipping you guys.
Congrats, Becerra.
Yeah, shout out Becerra.
Clap it up for Becerra. Here we go. Hell yeah.
Who are our moderators now? We got O'Steve and who else?
We got O'Steve and Becerra in the YouTube chat. Those are the only two that are policing those heathens. We got some more in the Discord. But if you guys want to join the Discord, I'll drop a Discord link in the YouTube chat. We do have a few questions for Mikey, two specifically that I wanted to get to. First off, looking forward to ADCC, I know it's not completely fleshed out, but what would your ideal ADCC favorite matchup be?
Honestly, just surviving. I don't have a favorite matchup. Like, all these guys are monsters. So I just expect it to be, like, the hardest bracket I've ever had in my life.
Well, who's official right now at 66 kilograms? I'm going to try and
pull Ashley Williams. I think Cole Abate. I think – well, Diego Hayes, she just won. Those three for sure.
You and Kennedy are the only invitees confirmed.
Kennedy, Mikey. Kennedy. Even Kennedy's in the division. who else?
Did
I say them all already? Yeah.
That's it right now for 66. Mo said today he's waiting for the end of trials to continue rolling out 66 because it's a lot of people who are signed up for trials.
Yeah, there's so many tough guys that I feel like will be in the division, like Juan. Juan is from Brazil. He's insane, right? His Alvarez, fight with Kennedy at ACC the year before was insane. Yeah. Probably Pato. Probably Gabriel Souza. There's so many other guys that could be in this division, you know. But we'll see in Sao Paulo the trials how that goes.
Who do you think wins it this weekend? I know Pato's out. Who do you think wins?
Oh, Pato's not in it?
I was with him yesterday. He's not competing this weekend.
Is Juan doing it?
He's not
sure. Signed up. He wasn't on the roster.
He's not signed up?
Is he one of the sponsored people?
I thought he was one of the sponsored people.
So maybe he's in there, just hasn't been dropped officially yet.
He'll get put in the bracket.
I'm going Fabricio Andre, man. I mean, if you got Pato and Diogo out of there, I think Fabricio Andre would have ran through last weekend without those two.
So Fabricio Andre is in and Juan is in, or is Juan not in?
I think he'll be – yeah, he'll probably be in last minute.
Okay, so I think Fabricio and Juan finals, and that will be a war. You know,
someone told me Juan beat Fabricio at an event.
Yeah, no, he subbed him at Sulamericanos. No gi.
Subbed him. Wow.
Oh wow.
Yeah, Juan is amazing. Fabricio is amazing too, and he just started no gi, right? So we're seeing like his progress already in such a short period of time. So one of them, I think, wins.
What did you think of Fabricio Andre's performance at trials?
I think that he fought incredible, right? This is like the beginning of no gi for him. I don't know if he's done no-gi in the lower belts. Has he? Or is this like his first time doing no-gi?
The only other match I've seen of him was that...
Was Juan.
Juan, yeah.
Okay, so yeah.
He looked damn good last week, though.
Yeah, he looked amazing. His passing is on point. Like, everything, his attacks. He did a sick triangle from, like, inverted north-south. It was, like, really cool.
Oh yeah, that was fun. Oh, I'm gonna send that to Tyler real quick. That was a nasty submission.
That was crazy. He's so unorthodox with his attacks, right? Like he attacks everyone from like such crazy angles and stuff. So like it's always so exciting to watch Fabricio Andre.
Is that the one where he was inverted and he was like going after the guy inverted?
Like, he was playing like inverted north south. Like he was like inverted, like scooting in, like it was kind of like the one that Andres Brunowski did, like, in Purple Belt. Remember, like, a viral video, like, a long time ago?
Yeah. Yeah, he put the guy to sleep.
Shout out to Andres.
Right now.
Yeah.
Set the Instagram. Like, yeah, put the guy to sleep. He was doing the Andres Brunowski's, like, hopping backwards. Here we go.
Yeah.
Here it is.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's a demoralizing guard.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Oh, yeah, he puts him to sleep, right?
Mikey, what's your go-to if somebody does that guard at you, inverts and just starts doing this some creepy little...
Flying bolo. I'll just flying bolo from there.
Hell yeah.
I like the strategy. I like it.
Let's jump in more trials talk here, Mike. Obviously, you're down in Brazil. You went to trials last week, and trials coming up this weekend. Huge weekend for Brazilian trials. This is something that we usually, you know, us here in the Americas, us, you know, outside of Brazil, never get to see anything from the Brazilian trials usually. So the first time we've really got to kind of follow the tournament and see the guys who win and see the guys kind of graduate to the ADCC World Championship. So big, big weekend for Brazilian grappling down there. What impressed you most about the tournament? Who stood out to you, Mike, and what'd you think overall?
First off, shout out to Mo Jassen for putting these trials on Flow Grappling. I don't even know if they were streamed last time. Now we just got to stream them all, blow them up. Great publicity for the athletes. And man, were these guys, it was an exciting tournament. I mean, I just love working tournaments in Brazil in general, just like Brasileiros or something. The intensity of the crowd and the cheering is on another level down here. The fans are so passionate. But I mean, obviously you got the Manaus guys, Mika, Fabricio, Diogo look great. Izaki qualifies in his fourth attempt. I mean, for all you people who think you're above trials, Izaki's won everything besides ADCC. Did ADCC trials a fourth time with it. But if we're talking who impressed, who else? Majid Hage. Mm. Jesus Christ, where did he come from with this thing? Comes, shows up in a t-shirt, shorts, and knee pads. I told Majid after he was like three submissions, I think he had five submissions in this event, baggiest t-shirt ever. I said, hey, Majid. I said, you look like you're competing in street clothes. He turned to me, he goes, yep, still got sand in my toes. I love that fucking guy, man. He's exciting as shit. We got to give him on who's number one sometime. Hopefully, he's doing the trials this weekend. Him and Roberto are both in at 77, I believe. Hopefully, he either wins this weekend or gets an invite, because Majid is exciting as hell, fun to watch. Love the t-shirt and shorts. Not only shorts, but shorts with pockets in them with the two knee pads. Great style for Majid out there. It was really exciting to watch happen.
Yeah, I feel like Majid kind of jumped back on the scene. Haven't seen Majid in a long time in a big competition. Where's he been?
It's almost like Majid has been kidnapped and he's being impersonated by an alien or something, because Majid came back super powered. Like, Majid is on another level right now. Ricardo was calling him Majid 2.0, and he was just on point. I mean, he tapped Servio Tullio in the semis. Like, he was tapping some really good guys. I think he had five submissions before he met Mika in the finals. And, yeah, Majid just looks like he's figured something out, and he's clearly one of the best guys in the world right now.
Mikey, did you catch any of Majid's matches out there? What'd you think of his performance?
Yeah, he was all submissions. He was insane. Wasn't he just with the Rutolos in Mexico like a week before this, Mike?
Yeah, I was down there too. Yep. He was, he basically, his camp for this was surfing with the Rutolos in Mexico, shows up in street clothes and just obliterates people. I mean, don't forget Majid. Majid's one of these guys who can do different regions for the trials, because he's an American citizen and Brazilian. So he only lost to Cade Rutolo at the East Coast trials. So he's only lost to the two champions at the two trials that he showed up to. I think he won four matches at East Coast trials. So he's got like nine wins at trials already this year. Majid's
in the last 3 months. Yeah.
I want to see him no-gi baseball choke someone.
Yeah. Right. Of course. That's what everybody kind of knows Majid as, the baseball bat choke guy. So I guess we'll try to see him do that. That'd be cool. What about you, Corey? Is Majid somebody who kind of really stuck out to you? Anybody else?
Yeah. I was super impressed with Majid. But really, I mean, every division had a couple guys that just, like, where did that guy come from? I was impressed by, and I hope we got up to 99, but both the guys in the finals at over 99 impressed me. Roosevelt Souza submitted everybody, right?
Wow.
So, and including Pedro Alex, who was just kind of tearing through guys in that division. So both those guys kind of struck me as you know, guys that can do a lot of damage. But if you can submit everybody at over 99, you're doing something right.
Yeah. Mike, do you feel like is this like one of like the strongest Brazilian ADCC trials classes that we've had? It feels like all five of these guys who punch their ticket to the invite have a good chance of, I don't know, not only meddling, but winning, especially looking at Mika Galvão. Yeah, you talk about Roosevelt. He looked great.
I mean, Mika, I mean, I don't want to sleep on Mika by saying Majid was the most impressive. Mika tapped everyone in his division in like under 2 minutes. It was incredible. Like, I don't know if Mika can be stopped after watching this tournament. It was scary to watch how precise he is with his upper body attacks, with going to that arm lock. Like we'll watch right here. He goes to the arm lock from the coyote position from the dogfight. Mika Galvão, insanely good. I mean, the Baby Shark, of course, wins the stack bracket. Izaki qualifies. Izaki could beat anybody. 99 was who? Joao Costa. Over 99 was Rosu. Yeah, I mean, this is a hell of a lineup for trials, man. I'm excited to see who comes out next week. This is going to be the best ADCC ever. I mean, 66, 77, 88, all these divisions, from what I can see, are going to be fire matchups from the first round on. I can't wait, because we're getting such high-level trial winners this year. Cole Abate, Cade Rotolo, Mika Galvão. Used to be the trials winners were the easy ones, right? You're not going to get an easy out with these trials winners.
Absolutely. Hands down, the best ADCC of all time. We got Mikey Musumeci in there for the first time. So, of course, it's going to be the best one ever. What'd you think of Mika, Mikey?
Man, yeah, obviously had the performance of, like, the best performance of the competition, right? He's like a modern-day Cron Gracie. Like, he's submitting everyone. Like, he pulls off submissions from everywhere, right? He's so dominant. I'm so excited to see him at 77. And, again, he's so young also. So he's going to just keep getting better and better. Like the Rutolos. Like, that generation of people is just going to keep getting better.
Mikey, listen, these eight people qualified for 77 real quick. JT, obviously. Taza, Cade, Mika, Lachlan, Davi Ramos, Lucas Lepre, Nicky Ryan. Those are the eight people announced for 70. You could just run that eight-man bracket. I'll pull out my credit card right now and buy that. That's just insane. And we know there's going to be more studs getting added. It's going to be crazy.
Mikey, looking at that list, Mika versus anybody else on this list, what's your favorite matchup? JT, Taza, Cade Rutolo, Lachlan Giles, Davi, Lepre, Nicky Ryan.
I like, for sure, like Mika Galvao versus JT Torres. I think that fight's going to be insane. JT's wrestling is so good, right? And then we'll see how Mika Galvao's counter submission game does with JT's style of wrestling.
Yeah, that's such a stacked.
I'm really excited to see that.
Such a stacked bracket, man. Mika looked incredible. Connor, are you a Mika guy? You drinking the Kool-Aid, the Mika Kool-Aid?
Absolutely.
How could he not be on a hype train at this point?
Oh, yeah.
He's easy, like the question. Terminator.
Yeah, and his wrestling, I was watching that Instagram clip of, I don't know, I guess it was just the outside trip. I watched that on repeat pretty much the whole weekend. I mean, that guy, like we were saying before, there's like two different versions of Mika.
Watched it on repeat the entire weekend?
Yep, the whole weekend. I put it on my TV.
On that one.
Nope, put it on my TV. I don't believe in hyperbole. I put it on my TV. Yeah. We talked about two different types of Mika. One tie and one where he's firing off, and we got the fun Mika. We got someone who's going out there to kill everybody.
Yeah. What's everybody in the chat thinking?
Man, they're talking about Mika being the best. They had a few questions for you, Mikey. I'm going to throw one out if you're down to answer.
Yes, sir.
Do you believe sets you apart from the people that are confirmed in your division? And do you plan on bulking up at all for ADCC?
So I'm doing 125 Gi Worlds in July, I think Worlds is. I don't know when it exactly is. And then September, I'm going to have to be 145. So I'm just going to try to get as strong as I can. I'm definitely not going to get, hopefully I could get a little heavier, like 5 pounds heavier, you know, but I'm not going to be like putting on like real muscle or anything. Mm-hmm. I feel like it just makes me more sluggish when I get heavier.
Two questions for you, Mikey, about ADCC. Do you feel that it's going to give you an advantage, the fact that you don't have to make weight 3 days in a row like the other guys? I mean, you're going to have to make weight, but you're not going to be cutting. You're not going to be killing
yourself.
Yeah, first off, do you feel that's going to be an advantage? Second off, what about the home field advantage for you? I mean, this is going down in Las Vegas in your home city. You're going to be sleeping in your bed and going to ADCC.
Yeah, 100% the home field advantage is going to be awesome. I'm not going to even stay in the hotel. I'm just going to sleep in my house and then go to the tournament. And I could eat pizza at home every day while fighting at ADCC. So that's awesome. I don't even have to eat out at restaurants. I'm really excited about that. And to answer your question before, what separates me from the other competitors? I don't know. I'm just going to try to make my game work with all the positions I do. And I don't know. We'll see. Like, I just am so excited to keep pushing myself. You know, it doesn't matter what competition is. I just want to challenge myself. So that's why I'm there.
So, Mike, what are you looking forward to, you know, kind of from this trials that happened last weekend now to this trials that's happening this weekend? Are there any storylines that are kind of like continuing through, or what are you looking forward to for this weekend's trials?
I mean, Fabricio Andre is just always exciting. The Hokage, this guy's
human highlight reel.
Seems like he might be kind of insane, but I like it. He's a hell of a competitor, always exciting, always going for the finish, very passionate, very intense. 77, if we get Majid versus Roberto, that might be the best match of all time.
Wow.
And 88, I think Murillo is doing it from what Pato was telling
me. Murillo's in?
I think legend. Murillo.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
Murillo's the GOAT, in my opinion, the greatest of all time. So I think Murillo is going to try and win trials for like the fifth time or something crazy, and I hope he does because I love Murillo. We all love Murillo here.
Mm-hmm. Murillo went to beat Galvao in the trials.
Gutenberg out of nowhere in 99 plus as well. That dude could knock some people off. I think we could come off with just as an impressive a list of qualifiers this next week as we just had, which is pretty crazy because last week was like an all-star team.
Dang. Roberto versus Majid. What do you think about that one, Mikey?
Man, I miss Roberto. I haven't seen him in a long time. The last time I saw him, I think, was the July ADCC with Mo, the super fights. Mm-hmm. So I think he's doing well now. He's been competing in Brazil a lot, so we'll see about that fight. Both guys don't stop moving any second, so I think it should be the same as like when Roberto fought Cade in the ADCC super fights. It was like the most exciting fight ever, right?
Yeah, one of the best matches of the year, for sure. Yeah. What about you, Corey? Anybody you're looking forward to watching this weekend?
Yeah, I'm really excited to see what Gutenberg Ferreira can do. Right, mm-hmm. I can't remember the last time I've seen him in Nogi, but yeah, every once in a while, Gutenberg will kind of come out from behind the trees and mess some people up. So let's hope we see that again.
Gutenberg, he used to do wrestling too. When I used to go to Toledo when he lived there with Dante, I used to photograph and film him doing like freestyle wrestling practice. He used to have Jordan Burroughs shoes and shit. He's a lanky guy. He's got a big frame, long reach. I could see him messing some people up in a wrestling game. Look at this. I sent over
he's
this
wearing a t-shirt.
Oh my Back God, look at this t-shirt. It's glorious. There's people in the comments saying like, oh, this guy looks like he just came out of a barbecue, this and that, and he's just wrecking dudes. Look at this. He gets a suplex in this one, which is Mikey's going to do in ADCC in September.
Totally.
Yeah.
It looks like Majid showed up to that event thinking he was, you know, going to be at volleyball practice, right? Just like, just realized,
look like he's just on the beach. He was just on the beach.
He probably was. Moments earlier.
Total legend. Absolute legend. Love Majid. I love how Majid and what you would think would be the later part of his career. Like, he was a big name a few years ago, disappeared, comes back, and now he's bigger than ever. Now everybody mm-hmm. loves him. He's going to be one of the biggest stars in the game. People love seeing a dude go out there in street clothes and suplex people and tap everyone.
Heck yeah. Love to see him on a future Who's Number One or something like that. Glad he's coming back into the fold. What else we want to talk about? Anything else going on in your life, Mikey, that you want to talk about? What's going down?
No.
You just got back from Mount Vernon. That's right. How's that?
Man, it was awesome. I got to work a lot with Andrew Wiltsy. He was helping me a lot with finishing from the back. So,
Back.
Yeah, Andrew's back finally. He's incredible. Like, he's like one of the most technical people I've trained with. So, learning from him and working with him was awesome. I've been working wrestling.
I'm glad he's back. I have to scrap a Daisy Fresh interview apparently because he feels he was too fat in it. So we have to reshoot an interview because it was when he was not training. So we're going to Andrew, get in shape. We're going to come redo that interview.
He's going to be at the trials. He'll be at the trials.
Is he doing the trials?
I think he's going to do the trials here.
Yeah.
We have a lot of guys from the team going, so it's going to be
great
awesome.
Great news.
Dude, would that put him and Couch in the same division?
No, Couch is 88.
What's Andrew doing?
I think 77 he'll be.
Wow.
Over 99?
Dude, Andrew will be a problem at 77.
That's perfect. Wait,
Andrew's a freaking beast.
Yeah, we saw that video. We saw the video of you working leg locks with Andrew last week, right?
Yeah, I was drilling with him every day. He loves to drill. He just drills so hard. It was like beating me up.
He does drill so hard. Way back before I even worked for Full Grappling, when we were blue belts, he used to just line people up and drill techniques on drill like lasso passes, and to the point where like Alejandro and Bird would be putting Muay Thai shin pads on their legs because Andrew would drill passes on them until they scrape the skin all off their legs, off their shins.
Bird was so excited. Andrew's brother Bird was so excited that I was there, so I would take the pain of the drilling with Andrew instead of him.
you and Andrew are match made in heaven. He might move into the house with him one day and just start drilling.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you a hard driller? Are you a hard driller, Mikey?
I'm a hard driller. But I'm more like flowing, like I'm more like let's problem solve this spot, you know. Andrew's more of the type of guy that will do like a billion reps in like 2 minutes, where like he's just like going full out every second, and like it's insane his pace.
Yeah, he used to pick a move and do 10,000 reps of it in a month, and I think he would do that with multiple moves. So he would do like 333 a day of like a specific lasso pass, and just annihilate his training partners with it. But Mike, you said Andrew's going to go 77, maybe Couch 88. They could both win those divisions. But another Pedigo Submission Fighting member I'd like to be interested in for West Coast Trials is your sister doing the trials.
Yes, she is.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, wow. So she'll be there.
Daisy Fresh is going to be rolling deep to ADCC.
ADCC
I
fever.
I want to know the list for the ADCC Trials in America. Do we know the list for that yet or no?
I don't know.
Nothing's been official
yet. I feel like that one's going to be insane. It's the last one that everyone could qualify, right? So I see that list having like the craziest names ever.
I mean, we got the two guys who were favored to win 77 this week, Majid or Roberto, whoever doesn't come out of that can do that trial as well. Yeah. Who else could we be seeing for West Coast trials? We already listed all those Daisy Fresh people. Who was impressive?
I think Josh Cisneros is in it.
Ooh, Cisneros could be a problem in the, in these rules, man. He's a good wrestler. Definitely.
Cisneros is amazing wrestling.
William Tackett, too.
Oh, yeah.
Gonna pop
William,
in there.
Cody.
William Tackett. Krikorian will probably be in there. He's taken silver like three times at trials. Man, I can't wait.
Mike, I want to ask you real quick. There was a clip of you last week working the Mikey Lock with Wiltsy.
Yes, once again. I'm just trying to get – I don't know why my screen went, like, so small. Why is it not full screen? What happened? I got a phone call, and then all of a sudden it made it go, like, tiny.
Who's calling you?
Keith.
Nice.
How the hell do I back. Okay, I can only see Michael Sears now.
Wait, it's the one that you post on your Instagram.
Yeah, technical. All right, it's small, but I'll just zoom in. Okay, I can see it kind of. Yeah, I was joining with Andrew.
How have the guys over there been receptive to the Mikey Lock? They all playing with it now?
Yeah, they all play with it, and we also play a lot with like the Helix stuff that Jacob's working, right? So he was showing me a lot of the cool stuff he does with the false reap, like he did against the guy he fought, Andrew Garmo. So I was learning that from
David
him.
Garmo.
Yeah. Did I say his name right? Or
you said Andrew Garmo.
I said Andrew Garmo. I meant David Garmo, my bad.
You've been playing with the false reap, Mikey?
Yeah, I've been playing with the false reap. I like it. It has single leg vibes to it, so it's good for me to practice because it's more wrestling style. But yeah, I'm working new things. I'm just trying to get as many attacks as I can for ADCC. You know, you need as many attacks as you can there.
Let's take a poll here among our hosts here. Does Mikey really wrestle at ADCC, or does he just take a negative?
I'm gonna wrestle. I'm telling you. I was born next to Rutgers University in New Jersey, so the wrestling is in my blood. Okay, I don't have the skill, but it is in me. Like, yeah, it's in me. I'm from New Jersey, and I was born next to Rutgers. I have wrestling in my blood.
Well, since there's pasta in your blood, and I know how that works out, so I have to. I'm gonna take Mikey's word, and I'm gonna.
And I get to eat pizza at ADCC before. You know, the pizza's gonna give me the power to do blast doubles.
I was gonna say I'm seeing some blast doubles into some tables. Yeah. You know,
just do me a favor. If you're gonna wrestle, just shoot, please. Just try and score. If you're gonna wrestle.
Oh my god,
Mikey!
Don't do the dance.
If you turn into one of these hard collar tie, push around, walk backwards type of guys, it's gonna severely harm our relationship. I can't take any more of that. But I mean,
my essence of life will be questionable, right? My essence of life.
Yeah. The level of wrestling in jiu-jitsu, guys, is improving. Like we see with Mika and Diogo and these guys. Guys are actually using wrestling techniques and not just, like, the double defensive wrestling that we've grown so accustomed to. The hard collar ties over and over again drives me insane. I don't know what they're trying to do. Just knock the guy over with your 50th collar tie in a row. I'm not sure, but
I wish there were competitions we could do. I wish that there were wrestling competitions we could do, like they have, like in jiu-jitsu, like Nagas, right, where you could do like beginner, intermediate, advanced. I don't think they have that for wrestling, do they?
No, not really. They do have a sort of masters kind of divisions for wrestling, but
it's weird.
Maybe I'll just
though,
go like, back to college and be a D1 wrestler.
I used to the master, unless it's changed. When I was a kid, I remember being at a freestyle Greco tournament in the off season and seeing like an old guy bracket, just being like, "What the hell is wrong with these guys? Why are they?" But it's like a bunch of chubby high school wrestling coaches and singlets wrestling each other in the masters division. You don't want to watch that.
I want to just fake my identity and go back to high school. I just want to fake my identity and go back to high school and wrestle the 133.
Sounds like you can enroll to Mount Vernon High School pretty easily.
I think you could win an Illinois State title. I believe in you. Sick. Are you entering as a freshman? Do you have 3 years to work on it?
I don't know. Maybe. I could definitely pass as the age they thought I was in high school. So,
100%. You probably got checked for your student ID. Where's your hall pass?
Oh my
god! Couch back to high school. That's the comedic duo we need.
Give me that 21 jump street.
Hey, first off, what do you mean back to high school?
What do you mean? I'm still in high school?
Yeah.
No, he said couch. He said get couch back to high school.
Yeah, we're going to both go back to high school.
Yeah.
Connor, anything going on in the chat? Any got any good questions for Mikey or anybody?
Well, Becerra chiming in. Again, new moderator. Becerra saying he thinks Mikey will wrestle. So, you know, you got one more. But, Corey, I don't think he heard what you thought.
I learned heel hooks in a month, remember? For the Who's Number One in March. I didn't even know how to do it. And then, like, when I was warming up, Gordon showed me how to do one heel hook. And then a month later, I did it in my match against Lucas Pinero. So I do have potential to learn.
Mm-hmm.
Give me 7 months, guys.
Corey, are you convinced?
I'm gonna send over this Pato leg lock that I like that we posted, where he sort of tried.
Pato's leg locks were sick this weekend.
Yeah, Pato is funny. When I was shooting with him yesterday, he was doing a Rubik's Cube, and he can do the Rubik's Cube in like 30 seconds while walking down the street. And the way he explained it to me, he goes, it's just like heel hooks. He's like, if you don't know them, then it seems complicated. But if you know how to do it, then it's easy. That's a Rubik's Cube for Pato. But watch, I believe this is the one where he sort of goes to that sideways.
Oh, I fixed it. Yeah, full screen again.
He goes to that sideways knee bar eventually, I think, that he did against. Look at Pato just firing off attacks nonstop. That's why everybody loves the duck. But
shout out.
He goes for that sideways knee bar like he did against Cisneros and Nogi Pans, and then transitions to a heel. Watch this, Mike.
Yeah, he puts the toes on his chest and bridges into it.
Mm-hmm.
John teaches that a lot. John Donahue teaches that a lot to maintain the heel hook. But Pato's right, finishing right people here. From the grip.
Right here, he's trying to knee bar, and then he goes over to boom.
Oh, this is not that one. I was talking about another one. Yeah, it was that one was super cool. Also, this is from Kagar.
Did you see a lot of leg locks, Michael?
No, I think there was. I Corey might know the numbers better than me. I definitely would probably. But I feel like there was way less percentage of finishes by heel hook at the South American trials compared to North American trials. And, I mean, I'm not somebody who hates on heel hooks, but it made it kind of fun, I feel like. I mean, I love seeing some wrestling, some upper body submissions, but it definitely did seem like there was less. Yeah, I mean, it feels like any no-gi event in North America, every other match is a heel hook, right?
Yeah.
What did you see more of in Brazil that we didn't see in America as much?
Oh, one thing I saw surprisingly was a lot of omoplata attempts. Those are just hard as hell to finish in no-gi. But, I mean, it's just
that's awesome.
Upper body stuff. These guys, Pato, Mika Galvao, these guys are so tight and so precise at attacking the upper body in no-gi. I love to see it. I don't know. Yeah, just good old jiu-jitsu. But I definitely feel like there was less heel hooks at this event than a normal ADCC trials.
Numbers back that up, Corey?
Don't have the exact numbers yet, but yeah, it looks like there were substantially less leg locks. Pato had maybe more of them than any other competitor. Though. Pato had, I think, 4 leg lock finishes in 5 matches or something along those lines.
Wow.
But that's not surprising, right? He's been training them a lot. He's been showing them off a lot. He's got a developed leg lock game.
And do ego against Fabrizio Andre.
That's all you got to do, right, is admit that admit that you got to learn it like Mikey did, like Pato's doing, and just dive in head first. And then you're seeing these guys just pick it up and become leg lock experts. I think there's a lot of people out there burying their head in the sand that just don't want to admit that they don't know something that could really benefit from that type of attitude.
But yeah, it's really not hard if you just have that mindset where you just want to learn, you know?
And I think that's the same with wrestling too. And Mikey might be able to attest to this, but like, You're working on wrestling. You're working with a wrestling team, right? Pato is working with a wrestling team on his wrestling or was. And I feel like a lot of the guys that get caught in that, like, collar tie, you know, interlacing finger grips, it's because they haven't developed a wrestling game. Because we see that when guys like Nicky Ryan and Nicky Rod and, like, other grapplers go and pay attention to wrestling and learn wrestling, they stop playing that kind of never taking a shot wrestling game.
Yeah, anti-wrestling. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. They're not learning real
shots. Where was Pato training his wrestling at? Edge Hoboken?
Edge in Hoboken, yeah. Mm.
Oh, wow.
I would argue he's more of a New Jersey wrestler than Mikey.
Oh, my God.
Shots fired.
Yeah, I mean,
that's right. Diego Pato from Hoboken, how is he more of a New Jersey wrestler than
Diego's claiming Hoboken, bro, just like Frank Sinatra. You're in the Frank Sinatra room right now. You're going to have to give Pato that shirt.
Hey, I got second place in the Sunshine State wrestling tournament when I was like 12 years old. I didn't know any wrestling. I just watched Marcelo Garcia do arm drags, and I got second, and I won like 4 fights just by arm drags, and then I lost in the finals to to this random kid because I was holding, I was keeping my hands locked when I would arm drag him to the back, and I kept getting penalties.
Locked hands. Yeah.
I didn't know the rules at all.
My first ever wrestling match, I got like 3 locked hands.
Mikey, I didn't know you were a staller, man.
Yeah. Do we have any footage? Yeah.
What was this? The Sunshine State event
in Florida. It's a big wrestling tournament in Florida. I did wrestling then when I was younger, so I have potential. I used to hit single legs, double legs. So I guess I'm a Florida wrestler. I don't have the New Jersey backing like Pate does.
You're training under a Florida wrestler too, Alejandro.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm a Florida wrestler.
All right.
People in New Jersey better not back Pato over me. That'd be messed up.
No, but Pato, there was a tournament on Flow where he went against Gabriel Souza, I think. What was that, like an EUG or Emerald City or something not too long ago?
Probably EUG,
And they were wrestling, and they were getting after it and using some good technique. And I was watching Pato with his wife earlier today at Dreamar, and he was teaching her in Nogi, like, some slide bys and some stuff to kill a cow. He's got some slick wrestling technique for sure. Pato knows that. Pato's a smart dude. I mean, that's something I'm really figuring out. Not only walking down the street in a Naruto headband, just cruising right through the Rubik's Cube, but he's picking up leg locks and wrestling pretty quick. He's a sponge when it comes to learning.
His coach Murillo is so smart, right? Like, Murillo's really smart, right? So he probably, like, guides Pato really well.
He's the goat. Murillo's a goat.
Heck yeah, yeah. Him walking down the street doing the Rubik's Cube, that blew my mind for sure. What a cool guy. Connor, how's things going in the chat, brother?
They're going well. I just went on a little foray to check out if we had Mikey Musumeci footage on Flow Wrestling. I was praying. We have the Sunshine State duels, but I don't know if we're going to be able to find you, Mikey. There's a Brian Musumeci. My God. Maybe that's close enough. I don't know.
I think it was way before you guys. When did they start filming those? Because I was in a kids division. I doubt they have
We have a 61-pound Brian Musumeci from 2008, which sounds very close to what it could be you.
Oh, my God.
We may have found you. But
yeah, because I'm pretty sure Fluorescent started like 2005, 2006.
Yeah, man. If we can find unearthed Mikey Musumeci like middle school wrestling tournament footage.
Guys, every tournament when I was a kid, I used to do single legs and double legs. Every tournament. So, like, I do have some wrestling background.
Mm-hmm.
I deserve some wrestling street cred.
Lucky, can you give us some video? Can you give us some video for next week's podcast of you out there?
Yeah. Next time I'll give you guys some video of me doing takedowns every fight. Every fight I would start double legs, single legs, you know.
I'd love to see that. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Give me seven months, guys.
I think we can wrap this up. Mike, any last words down there from Brazil? Looking forward to the ADCC trials this weekend.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm also a little bit scared about Mikey turning into a wrestler because Craig tried to do that, and it was not my favorite match of all time.
Work
to
say out
at least, Mikey, if you're going to wrestle, please just shoot. ADCC trials this week. I mean, Majid, Roberto, Fabricio Andre, I think Murillo, Gutenberg, ton of exciting people. Last week was fun as hell. I can't wait for this one. I mean, I can't wait for September. ADCC 2022 is going to be insane. These brackets are going to be, I mean, you can just feel the momentum of, you got the old guard of the guys who won it and medaled and were good before going against these up-and-comers, these new guys. Mikey's in sort of a new Nogi guy, but all these like 16, 17, 18, 19-year-olds are going to fill in the other spots. And I think from the first round on, it's going to be super fight after super fight. And I just can't wait. And one thing I love is this young generation, how they get after the submissions. Colabate, Mika Galvao, all these guys, the Ruotolos, they're not just good at jiu-jitsu. They're very exciting. They go for the sub. ADCC 2022, I can't wait.
Hell yes. If you guys are not on this ADCC hype train, get on it quick because we ain't stopping till we run through some walls in September. Mikey, anything,
Mikey,
anything
one
else
before we leave? Are you doing the absolute at ADCC?
Great question.
We'll see what Heath says, if he wants me to or not. We'll see if I'm ready for it. If I am, fuck yeah.
Mike, you got to call Heath after this.
Let's make it happen.
You versus let him know. Mikey,
I'm not going with Big O. I'll pretend I hurt my knee. Like, I'll go on the mat, I'll walk out, and then I'll fall on the floor like I broke my knee if they put me a Big O first match.
How do you think?
I'm texting Mo right now and telling him to put you in already.
Oh my God.
2022 ADCC Absolute.
How do you think Baron Bolo's work against Orlando Big O?
Also, shout out to Corey. Corey's going to win Euros next week. Corey's going to be a European grappling champion next week.
Hell yeah.
That's right.
You're doing Euros, Corey?
Doing Euros, yeah, Mikey.
That's awesome.
Mikey, some of your tips.
He's tired of hearing about Connor's Texas catchweight wrestling title or whatever it is. So he's going to go European out jiu-jitsu title.
And then I'm coming for a shot of that Texas catchweight.
Step up to some real competition like me, Corey.
Mikey, anything Connor, you want to say before we get out of here?
We haven't let you talk enough.
I'm sorry.
Connor, are you doing all right since you relapsed on Mountain Dew?
Yeah, they kept me for the week in the back corner, but you know, I'm good now. I came out of that funk again. I saw Mikey up in Illinois. I was wondering if he was getting hooked on it as well. So,
hey, did we move offices yet?
Not yet.
All right. Just wait till you guys see the new Illuminati World headquarters. Oh man,
yeah. Upgrade.
It's underground.
Mikey, I was going to ask you anything you wanted to say to your fans here before we get out of here?
No, nothing. Just the same old every month I should be fighting until like September. So that's like 7 months straight of me fighting every month. I haven't stopped since March last year. Every month I think, okay, I'm not going to compete this month. I end up doing something like another match. So it's been crazy, but it's going to be worth it for ADCC, you know. All this is just building me up for that, and I'm going to train my ass off for that.
Heck yeah. We know you will. Corey, any last words, brother?
No, let's get it. Let's tune into ADCC Trials and watch some more crazy jiu-jitsu.
Connor?
No, nothing from me. Let's get it hyped.
All right, guys. ADCC Trials this weekend. Make sure you all tune in. Mike's going to be down there making some sick content. And Who's Number One podcast next week? Tune in for it. Going to be sick. See you guys later.
Oh,